This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received a phone call from Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday to share insights on his recent meeting with the US President Donald Trump in Alaska. In a social media post, Mr. Modi thanked the Russian president for sharing insights and asserted that India has consistently called for a peaceful resolution of the Ukraine conflict and supports all efforts in this regard. Mr. Modi said that he is looking forward to the continued exchanges with President Putin in the days to come. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held talks with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in New Delhi yesterday. In his opening remarks during the meeting, Dr. Jaishankar stressed on three mutuals, respect, sensitivity and interest, to move ahead from difficult period in bilateral ties.
Having seen a difficult period in our relationship, our two nations now seek to move ahead. This requires a candid and constructive approach from both sides. In that endeavor, we must be guided by the three mutuals, mutual respect, mutual sensitivity, and mutual interest. Differences must not become disputes, nor competition conflict.
The talks covered economic and trade issues, pilgrimages, people-to-people contacts, river data sharing, border, trade, connectivity and bilateral exchanges. Dr. Jaishankar said the Chinese foreign minister will also be discussing border issues with special representative and national security advisor Ajit Doval today. He added that this is very important because the basis for any positive momentum in the bilateral ties is the ability to jointly maintain peace and tranquility in the border areas. He said it is also essential that the de-escalation process moves forward. The Chinese foreign minister arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a two-day visit to India. NDA's vice presidential candidate C.P. Radhakrishnan will file his nomination tomorrow. An introductory meeting with floor leaders of NDA was held in New Delhi yesterday following the arrival of Mr. Radhakrishnan in the national capital. Briefing media in New Delhi after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said all NDA leaders will participate in the nomination filing process. The minister said NDA parliamentary party meeting will be held today wherein all the leaders will be formally introduced with NDA's vice presidential candidate C.P. Radhakrishnan. He expressed hope that all the political parties will support Mr. Radhakrishnan for the post of vice president. National Highways Authority of India has taken strict action against the toll collection agency for misbehaving with army personnel on toll plaza deployed at Bhuni Toll Plaza on Meerut Karnal. NHAI has imposed a penalty of 20 lakhs on the toll collecting firm. In a statement, the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways called it a breach of the contract agreement and the agency's failure to manage the situation and ensure staff discipline. Further, NHAI has initiated the process of terminating and debarring the toll collection firm from future participation in toll plaza abides. NHAI has strongly condemned such behavior by the fee plaza staff, saying that it is committed to ensuring safe and seamless travel on national highways. U.S. President Donald Trump met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and top European leaders at the White House to discuss a potential end to the war in Ukraine. President Trump has welcomed European leaders at the White House after his one-to-one meeting with the Ukrainian president last night. President Trump outlined the objectives of his White House talks with European leaders, saying discussions would focus on security guarantees for Ukraine and possible territorial concessions to help end the war. He said Russian President Vladimir Putin agreed that Russia would accept security guarantees for Ukraine. Trump added that he was optimistic that a deal could be reached to deter future aggression against Ukraine. The U.S. president also noted that possible territorial exchanges to end the war are on the table for discussion. He also signaled resolution could emerge from the talks and confirmed plans to phone Russian president later to propose a trilateral summit with their Ukrainian counterpart. In tennis, world number 2 Carlos Alcaraz has lifted his first Cincinnati Open title after defending champion and world number 1 Jannik Sinner retired due to illness, trailing 0-5 in the opening set. And that is the end of this news bulletin.